Good morning. I hope you all had a good night's sleep and are rested. Let me ask you something. Have you ever gotten up and just not felt like praising the Lord? Don't raise your hand. But I think we all have a day like that. And sometimes, you know, life gets intense, right? And things happen. Not everything goes our way, and some things are just daunting. And when I was a staff member here at camp, whether it was doing pots or dishes or whatever, I was on housekeeping one time. That was it. So Alice Bloom didn't think I had the, I was gifted that way. But you know, I remember coming into the lodge on a morning like this for morning worship and not really feeling like praising the Lord. It just, you know, everything within In my heart was all convoluted, and there were issues in the future, and anything you could possibly conceive to worry about seemed to just rest on my shoulder. Have you ever had a day like that? Oh, there are some of you here. You know, that happens in life. But I want to tell you something, that in those days, I discovered a hymn that would draw me out of myself. And that's a real precious thing to know. And that hymn is number, in the white books, number 41. And I want to say, what an anointing is on this hymn. And as a young person, distracted, just out there, when this hymn was called, I can tell you every single time, the message revived my soul, restored my soul, and brought my thoughts back to the Lord. It's a powerful message. I want to ask you, as we sing it today, follow the words of this great hymn. And just, Amy, I've spoke to you about that several times. She's my daughter, so, you know. It's the only chance I get to have a little bit of superiority. Well, I want us to just take in this beautiful hymn. And I hope that you are not having a morning like that. But even if you're not and your eyes are turned on the Lord, this song lifts us higher. So stand with me, please, and let's sing this together, shall we? Number 41 in the white hymnal. Thank you, Lord. There is an awesome phrase. Did you catch it? Let in the overcomer,
yes,
and he will conquer thee.
Yes.
Thy broken spirit taken in sweet captivity. You know, very often the word captivity has such a negative thought, right? But not this. Because sometimes I need Jesus to take me captive.
Yes.
Why? Sometimes my emotions, my thoughts, my attitude, my dispositions have me prisoner. But I love that verse. Thy broken spirit taken in sweet captivity. Maybe that's a good thing to believe God to do while we're here, whether you're here for days or weeks. Lord, take me captive.
Amen.
In that sweet captivity. Holy Spirit, which is the theme of the camp this year, come and captivate me. I surrender to you. What an awesome thing to just say to the Lord. You just captivate me, God. I find today, more than ever, we need the Holy Spirit to help us to rise above our dispositions, our attitudes, and to see the King more and more.
Yes.
And He has that for us.
Yes.
Well, let's sing that third verse.
Then from thy life ascending, one triumph.
This song? Am I the only one? Right? Amen? Can I get an amen from you?
Amen.
I mean, isn't it a powerful song anointed by the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Isn't it a wonderful gift that God has given us? That this beautiful hymn And its message can just lift us to this great and awesome King, our great and awesome Savior. I tell you, it's powerful. And we're going to sing that last verse, which personally is my favorite verse. And then we're going to worship this God that captivates us and pulls us away from ourselves into His glory, into His presence. Let's sing that fifth verse.
More stern will grow the conflict as nears our King's return, and they alone can face it who this great lesson learned, that from them God has nothing but to unlatch the door, admitting Him who through them will conquer evermore. That from them God has nothing but to unlatch the door, admitting Him who through them will conquer evermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship You, we worship You, Lord. We praise You, we exalt Thee. Oh, we thank You for the victory we have in Christ. We thank You, oh God, for the Holy Spirit, the move of Your Spirit in us, Lord. We worship You, we worship You. We exalt Thee, oh God, we exalt Thee, our Lord and our God. We praise Your name, oh Lord. You are worthy, You are worthy, oh Lord. We love You, we exalt Thy name. Praise You, dear Jesus. Our great King, we worship You. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, praise Your mighty name. Oh, Lord, we do. We do exalt You, dear God.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord.
Wonderful King.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say You, Lord, we offer You the sacrifice of our lips. We will praise Him, we will praise Him. You are worthy, O Lord, You are worthy. Our wonderful, wonderful King, we thank You. Your grace, O God, is poured out upon us. We thank You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, O God. What a wonderful Savior. What a gracious King. We thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, we will praise You, Lord. Thank You, dear Savior. Thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. We worship You. We praise You. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Just have Your way, Holy Spirit, we pray. Just reign in us, O Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. He is Lord. Yes, he is. Seated, let's sing that again. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every just exalt this great King, give you opportunity if you would like. Sing another wonderful hymn. It's 448. It's another hymn I love, and I'm always thankful I love it because it has five verses. Right? So thank God for this. Since Jesus came into my heart, and if you don't mind, let's stand and sing this together. 448. Thank you. Is so great, right? There's a light in the valley of death now for me. Since what happened? Since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see since Jesus came into my heart. And Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful for that light of the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for the illumination you give us daily in our lives that's available for us since Jesus came into our hearts. We pray you'll help us to avail ourselves of that, Lord, wholeheartedly. We just pray that you, Lord, by your wonderful Spirit, will give us that unction, Lord. We just trust you to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing that fifth verse.
I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into
Jesus, we worship you, oh God. Father, this is our prayer for all of the campers, cottage and the village, that Jesus will come into their hearts in a greater way.
Yes.
Oh Lord, our hearts can occupy so many things, but we pray that room will be made as we heard for Jesus and continue that work down there. We pray, God, not only for the campers, but we pray for all of the counselors as well. Enlarge the borders of their heart. And let Christ increase in them, we pray. Oh, we just believe you to do that, Lord. Thank you that your love is without limits, that you can move and work. And we offer this prayer, Lord. God, we pray for the needs represented in this room. Lord, maybe unexpressed, we don't know the details of each other's burdens, but we bear them. to you in faith. We believe for one another, O God. Lord, home situations, job situations, financial situations. Lord, the list can be daunting, but our God is awesome and great and faithful and true. And you have proven yourself, Lord, in so many situations that you owned and brought forth victory. We remember these today as we pray. And we thank you because of your graciousness. And Lord, but beyond all of the benefits of knowing you, it is knowing you, our God. And we worship you today. We pray as we look into your word, God, that you will give us ears to hear, but more hearts that will respond. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord.